Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1116. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refuah Shalema Ruvain Pesach Ben Henya. Getting back to our malacha of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so we are going through some of the klolim, the categories, and the various different ways as to how one is chayef min ha-Torah for trapping, one is when it's asa midrabanan, and we'll see obviously there's various different ways. And certain instances that it's taka mutter, in certain instances, obviously, there's various different things which come up. You have a bee, you have a mosquito, different type of things. How do we work it? Okay. So just first, we're trying to establish the, foundation, if you want to call it. So he says like this, we're going through a little bit the Sefer Shoyne Halachis, which we started last year in our Simon Shin Tes Zayim, which is the Malacha of Tzeda trapping. So he says in Ois Gimel, he says like this, that Pesach, again, it's packed together from the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Ramah, Meshabura, and so on. Okay, he says like this, Pesach Shar Habayis V'Osa Tachbulis Ashi Nichnas Balachayim L'Soichai. Somebody opens up the door of their house, or possibly from the door of the, where the animals run around over there in the barn, if you want to call it, whatever the case is, and an animal, a deer or whatever the case is, an animal runs in, and now v'sogar alav, and they close the door. The animal runs in, and now they close the door. So he says like this. He says that afilu loy tofsa yadayim beyada yischayv. Even though somebody actually didn't capture the animal, this wild animal ran in. Even though somebody didn't capture the animal with their hands, the person will still be chayv. Why? Ki besogrei hadeles nigmarat seida. When somebody closes the door of the barn, the door of the cage, the door of the house, or whatever the case is, it's taka. That's the completion. Nigmarat seida. That's the completion of the trapping. Now the question is, what do you mean? I mean, let's say I have a giant house. I mean, the animal could run all over the place, right? There's a big barn, there's a big cage. I don't know how big or how small does the thing have to be. If it's like a block long, you know, the cage is like a block long. So if I close the door, is it that considered trapping the animal? How does this work exactly? How small does the cage or house or place that the animal is being trapped have to be? Or how big could it be? Okay, so he says further, he says, Miu dafka imhu mokon, that which we said that the person will be chayiv if they close the door, miu dafka imhu mokon shehu nitzai. By, that's only in the place where this animal got trapped. Kegoin hatzodzvi, for example, somebody trapped a deer. We're giving, this is like the typical famous example. Somebody traps a deer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about, that example, because it's easy to understand. Oishar chayas, as some other type of wild animal. Ein chayav ad sheyachnisu lebayis, until the animal goes into the house. And then he says, Oilevever, the Hainu Karpifois Hamukofois Legadlam Shom. Okay, this is also like an enclosed type of an area, like a barn, the place where the animal, where these animals run around or whatever the case is. So he says, the person would not be chayiv until it goes in there, she'ein gadol, and it's not so big, v'yochel l'tofsai, this is the point, very important point, v'yochel l'tofsai beritza as, and the person could grab it, let's say, if a person would want to grab this animal, they could grab it in one run, in one swipe, so to say. In other words, I want this deer and I could grab it, you know, and one, I could go and get it, and that's it, and finish. And in other words, the point being, it's not going to run all around. They have to run all over the place to try and catch the animal. So in other words, I open the door, and I do, let's say it's some sort of an action. I get a wild animal, or even if I don't do an action, I get an animal, let's say a dog or whatever, and I get it to run in, right? I get it to run into the house. A wild dog, we'll see if it's a dog for somebody's own dog, it's different. But I get an animal that's not used to living in my house, or a wild animal, a deer, or whatever, runs into the house, it runs into the barn, it runs into whatever the case is. So if the place that I entrapped it, now I close the door, good, I close the door, now I entrapped it. But if it's a place small enough whereby if I want to go get that animal, I want to get the dog, I want to get the deer, I want to get the whatever I trapped over there, in one swipe, right, in one sort of like run, I get it, it and that's it, it's done. It's a done deal. It's small enough of a place where this animal is not going to run all around, then the person will be considered chayev. In other words, this deer was running all around the forest, running all around who knows where, right? And now I got him into an enclosed area, and it's such a small place whereby I could just grab it at any time I want. I walk in there and I grab it because the place is so small. So then it's considered chayev chatas. That's chayev seder. That's considered trapping. Even though it's not like trapped where the animal can't move. It doesn't have to be so small where the animal can't move. It's small enough where I can get it in one swipe, one run. Avul imhu, so he says further, he explains, doesn't say for Shaina Lachas from the Mishnah Berurah, Avul imhu gadol she'en yicholim letofsa b'ritza achas, but if it's so big where I can't get it in one swipe, it's if I go in there, it's going to run around. Ela tzarech lehinofesh kodim she'yagiyenu, I have to rest. I'm running after the animal. I'm going to have to rest here and there till I get it. That's the lush in the Mishnah Berurah. Person's going to have to rest. It takes a while till I get it because, good, I trapped it in this barn, I trapped it in this cage, I trapped it in the house or whatever, but it's a big enough place whereby this dog, this deer or whatever, the wild animal is going to be running around, and I could get it, but it's going to take me time. I'm going to have to rest in the middle, I'm going to have to stop a minute, right? It's a large enough place where the animal's running around and get it so fast. So then, afshahu makoira, even though there's a ceiling and there's walls and everything else, ain't asa el midrabanan. That will be asr midrabanan. Umamela tzedei, right, so that's showing. We'll leave it at that. So that will be Aser Midrabanan. Oh, but right, so then he finishes off. Mamela Hatzedei Husham is Chayef. Oh, so now if I go and trap it over there, then a person will be Chayef. So what are we saying over here? Let's just sum up what we have from today. And again, a very important Yisoid, because we'll see that it applies sometimes. Sometimes there's a bird that sometimes flies into the house. I know even where we live, it's like a co-op type thing. So now, and one time in the lobby, a bird flew in. I once saw in a bakery, I went into a bakery and there was actually a bird flew into the bakery. A big bird. And it kept on banging into the window and it wanted to leave. Kept on banging into the window. And these birds, and sometimes we see them, they think that the window, if they can't realize there's a window. To them it looks like it's straight. And it kept on Nebuch banging into the window. But there was, but Lamaisa, so the bird flew in. Let's say it will be Shabbos, right? In this lobby, the store is not on Shabbos or whatever. So now the question is, I want to close the door. Right? The bird flew in. I want to close the door. Oh, so we're going to see how that works. By a bird, it's a little bit it could be different because a bird flies and it's much faster than a regular animal. And a bird flies all around real quick. So the bottom line is, so let's just sum up what we have today. I just wanted to give an example. We have an understanding where this actually applies, and it does apply here and there. It's not something that comes up every Shabbos, but it could happen. Birds fly in, or sometimes these little birds, sometimes there was a squirrel. I remember seeing a squirrel ran in somewhere, so people have squirrels sometimes, so a person has to know how to work with these type of things. But bekitza maisa, be it as it may, when the person, the animal runs into this enclosed area, so if it's small enough, whereby the person could grab the animal, any type of animal, a wild animal, right? So, whatever it is, whether it's a squirrel, whatever the case is, if it's small enough, whereby a person could grab it in one swipe, it doesn't mean they actually have to grab it in one swipe, but they could grab it once, twice. So now they close the door. It's a problem. You're running into Shiloh for the Raisa because that's considered trapped. If it's large enough, whereby I'm going to have to, even if I want to trap it, and if I close the door, I'm going to have to run around after the animal. Good, he ran in from a big walled area, whatever the case is, from the street. The animal ran in from the street. The squirrel or whatever ran in from the street. But if I close the door, I would still have to run around to try and grab it. So that would be Osir Midrabanan to close the door. And now if I grab it inside, that's how it brings down, it would be Chayiv Chatas because it's not considered trapped. Okay, we'll continue next time explaining this. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha. Kol Tuv.